But yeah, that's why I have a lifetime ban from Sainsbury's. But I mean, to be honest, I think it's like political correctness gone mad.
Yeah, but it's more about the safety of people around you. No? And anyway, we're rolling.
Oh, are we? Oh, okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the number one podcast in the Philippines, the longest running podcast in the world, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Hi. How is everyone doing today? Today, we are doing good, aren't we? We are doing great and fabulous. Because England won the World Cup.
I think you have your facts wrong.
Okay. You would say that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but you definitely have your facts wrong.
Yeah, no, you would say that. But yes, no. We are here and we are queer. Are we a queer podcast?
I'm an ally, so you tell me.
I'm gonna say yes, we are.
Would your audience fit into that bracket?
All my audience are gay for me.
Okay.
They're gay for me. So whether they're men or women, they are gay for me. So that's what I like to think. Yeah, my audience are gay for me. But so what's been going on in the news? Well, HMP Wandsworth, you know, that lady who has been shagging the police off. No, she's not a police officer. She is a prison warden. Obviously, this has been big news here in the UK because people in the UK, this is old news, but people in the UK, we don't have sex. So we don't have sex over in the UK. So when someone has sex, it reaches the headlines. And there was this woman that had sex in prison. She was a prison guard and she had sex with a prisoner. One of them watched while she fucked the other one. And this happened a while ago, but she's come out to say that there's two sides to every story. And I would agree. I mean, absolutely, because, you know, I support women's rights and women's wrongs. And also, I kind of don't see what the big deal is, because I used to work in a 24-hour mental health facility. And I also had, like, I was a support worker. And I also had sexual relations with a patient there. Now, he was schizophrenic, so when I did it, I did have to pretend that I was part of the CIA and that I was, and that we had to have sex to maintain the world order. But ultimately, you know, he enjoyed it, I enjoyed it, so I don't really see what the issue is.
Whose idea was it to start with? That's what I want to know. Who initiated it?
Well, him, obviously.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
It's like that prison guard in Wandsworth. Did she initiate it, do you reckon?
I mean, I would say, you know, it doesn't matter. Love is love. Love is love. And I've always said that on this podcast. So, yeah.
Good point. Do you think female prison guards, I mean, we all know this, get harassed a lot, like verbally harassed by prisoners? I presume they would. The really sexually aggressive, mean prisoners. Do you reckon that's, like, it started there? And she was like, put your money where your mouth is type thing.
So the harassment worked. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or she
are
saw-
you saying, you're saying more men should harass women because then, you know, it might actually get them to sleep with them.
No, maybe she's like hypersexual and she was like, I want to fuck somebody. And they were like, oh, these men that keep harassing me, I'll put it up to them and see what they say. And they did. And they filmed it, obviously. That's how it got out, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's just being a feminist, you know?
No, good. I'm all for this.
Yeah, of course.
It was consensual.
And quite honestly, I think if people say that there's something wrong with it, I would say they are not sex positive, you know?
I agree.
I think, you know,
So is your videotape from your story up
there somewhere? Oh, sorry, yes. No, there was, someone did film it. Yeah, there was this non-verbal guy in the corner who filmed it, so yeah. He was a good cameraman because he didn't, you know, like interrupt or anything. He just sort of did as I said, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's you know, what's been going on in our great country. Our great country of England. You know, people say that England have been, you know, since we've lost a lot of our former colonies, that we've been losing our cultural influence. But I would say, you know, actually with, you know, when stuff like that comes out, clearly we still know what we're doing, and we are paving the way for civil rights when we... That is true though, right? People have always denied prisoners civil rights, yeah? And I think banging them is one way to, you know, show that we're against the prison industrial complex. So there's that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I...
Yes,
it's like conjugal visits. I think that might only be an American thing, but you know the concept of conjugal
visits. Yeah, do we do
visits?
That in the UK?
No. I don't think so, because I've only ever heard about it in
that like must
films.
Also be in only certain states as well. Yeah, I feel like it's not a...
It's also like long-term prisoners who aren't like psychotic or murderers. I can't imagine a murderer gets that.
I think like that's a shame, because I quite like psychotic ones.
But obviously it has to be like a wife or a partner. You can't just be like, find me a woman on the outside world. Oh. Or I've met this girl on Tinder who lives
five miles away. That's very heteronormative, actually, to be like, you know, just a wife. What if they're polyamorous prisoner, you know, and they need...
Well, they can get like four people a week. I wonder what the rule is. How many people can you have over a week? And you're like, well, I've got four partners. Mm. I want to see one on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday.
Have you ever been in prison?
No.
I have.
Go on, tell that story.
Well, so I got caught shoplifting, 20 kilograms of vegan cheese in Morrison's. It was for a good reason. I was starting like a new business. I was making I was a student and I didn't have like the funds to put in, but I wanted to make like a big cheese omelette out of which, if you don't know, you can make vegan omelettes out of like chickpeas.
I didn't know that. This is all vegan magic.
So I was like, I'd stole like 20 kilograms of vegan cheese, and because of like my past record, I had to go prison time. So yeah.
But you reformed.
Yeah.
Speaking of reform, we have a whole new government.
Oh, we do. Yes.
Not reform.
shame, joke. Okay, that's a joke. That, I will say, is a joke.
Yeah, do you want to drive that point home? And
Yeah. I didn't vote reform. Well, I didn't actually fucking vote, because they denied me my right to vote in this election. No, but this is serious. I registered to vote, and then they sent me an email back saying, like, oh, actually, we need more proof of who you are. But I didn't see the email until like 2 days before the election. So I was denied the right to vote. But to be honest, I actually think that had less about the ID and more about they want to silence me. Because there's a lot of people that want to silence me. Is that, you know?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. But yeah. Regarding the vote, it should be easier to just be like, oh, I'm registered, or I am registered, but this didn't happen. I have this email. And, oh, yeah, go ahead and vote. Because they want people, they want the numbers.
Well, they don't. They want to.
Well, I mean, yeah. Or maybe they don't. Maybe
there's certain people maybe, that yeah, don't want
maybe
voting.
That's, maybe they don't. Maybe that's the conspiracy theory.
That is.
So you reckon big change is coming?
No. Oh, although I did get appointed secretary for food and agriculture.
Okay, tell us about that.
So yeah, Keir Starmer phoned me up and was like, would you want to be food and agriculture secretary? And I said, yep, absolutely. And I have abolished the dairy industry.
Oh, because you're vegan. This is all vegan. Yes. Protesting.
Yeah. Okay. And I now people are only allowed to consume soy and breast milk, like woman breast milk. So I'm not farming women.
Yeah, but that's what I was gonna say.
But like, so it's actually like free range women. Like, I'm not farming them, but like, if women, there is like, I'm setting up a scheme where if women can donate their breast milk too, and that.
Oh, should we cut? No, we'll cut this bit.
It's my mum. Hello.
Hello, darling. I was just ringing to check in and see how you're doing.
Mum, I'm filming a podcast right now. And you're interrupting that?
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to say some really, actually quite important things. And the fact that you're interrupting that, like, you know you're not, you know you get 10 minutes after 10 p.m. for phone calls. Please don't ring me before then.
Sorry, darling. I didn't realise. Okay.
Okay, just do better next time, Mum. Okay?
Okay. Alright, my love. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll speak soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just... Alright. Okay. Bye.
Oh, okay. Love you. Right. Bye.
She's such a bitch. She's always trying to ruin my flow. But anyway. Yeah. So
where were we? New topic?
Yeah. Well, we have... My fans have some issues. You guys have got some serious issues. And I am here to solve them. So...
What have you got for us this week?
Let's see. Okay, right. So, you guys have sent in your problems and you need them answered. And I am here to answer them. And this is an ongoing issue with a lot of my fans. A lot of my fans do have this issue, as we have discussed before. But this gentleman says he has a big dick. Okay. We all know all my fans have big dicks. And his new girlfriend is tiny, like under 5 kilograms. And I can't screw her hard enough to come without hurting her. So then I don't come and she gets upset. Any advice? I would say you need to practice being able to come like without like jackhammering. Do you know what I mean? So I would say practice at home. Practice, like, trying to come, not going like boom, 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 by, I don't know, maybe putting your penis in a pie or something.
It's a vintage movie reference there.
It is. I guess nowadays most men use fleshlights rather than pies, right?
Maybe. The market's big for fleshlights, apparently.
Yeah. When do you think that cultural shift happened? When men moved from pies to fleshlights?
I don't know, but the podcast game about a decade ago really helped shift the fleshlight market, I think.
Really?
Well, they used to advertise. They still do, but a lot of podcasts I was listening to 10 years ago were right. talking about fleshlights, and that, I think that might be how I figured out what a fleshlight was.
Right.
Like, you know the way you...
And I guess I'm the fleshlight in this podcast. So, yeah. I am the sponsor of this podcast.
You could look at it that way, but hey, we're still looking... You know, we'll get that Love Honey contract someday.
Yes. We absolutely will.
Or whoever else.
Do you think men were getting a lot of yeast infections from fucking pies, or... Do you think?
Actually, that's probably where yeast infections came from, and then men passed on to women, selfish bastards.
That is so true.
The patriarchy.
Men invented yeast infections by all the pies they were fucking, and then that, like, you know, passing on that sucrose or glucose. You know, you shouldn't be putting sucrose or glucose, you know, around your genitals, but men were doing that, and then they started sending it to women.
I mean, it's plausible.
Yeah.
No need to fact check, because it's plausible.
Yeah.
No googling for that.
Well done, men.
So what?
For introducing thrush. So you know how, like, a man fucked a monkey, and that's how, like, AIDS started, and that's the truth.
I mean, I think I heard that before, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, well, like, a man must have, like, fucked an apple pie, and that's how yeast infection started.
Definitely sounds plausible.
Yeah, and that's...
Selfish men at it again.
Yeah, and that's how women got yeast infections.
Yeah, definitely plausible.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's apple or rhubarb. What matters is the pastry.
Yeah, absolutely. There was that woman that made bread with her own yeast.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, but...
Is that real?
There was a woman made, like, a TikTok, and I did see it. She was like, I tried it, and she just got, like, a more yeast infection on her tongue. But I don't know if, like, it was, like, planned. You know something I discovered recently is when British people say thrush, we do just mean... like fanny yeast infection, but in America, if you say thrush, that could be yeast infection anywhere. I mean, technically that's medically correct, like, you can have thrush, doesn't actually mean just vaginal thrush, but I think when you say thrush in the UK, you do just think of vagina.
I guess so. I never put much thought into it, but maybe you're right.
Okay, flex. But yeah.
So
he's fucking pies. No, no, you need to fuck pies. That's what I was saying.
I hope he was exaggerating about the size of his girlfriend, by the way.
50 kilograms. How much am I?
I think you said 5 kilograms in the first time.
That's... Did I say 5 kilograms?
I think so.
No.
You might have.
No.
Okay, 50 kilograms. That makes more sense.
55-kilogram girlfriend. 5 kilograms, that's like... I lift 5 kilograms for lateral raises.
That's quite specific.
But yeah. So...
5 bags of sugar.
Yes.
So this guy should fuck some
just
pies.
Be like, yeah... I mean, if you need to come by, just get...
Do you think he should...
That's, like, a you problem.
Do you think he should integrate that into his sex life or just do it privately? Should he, like, sit his girlfriend down and go, listen, I've got a weird thing that I want to try. Will he be part of it? Or no?
Like, get her to watch?
Watch, or maybe she could bake the pie. Maybe it's a whole
thing. Oh, wow, that is a wholesome activity. Yeah, oh my God, that's quite a good date night idea. So if she, like, bakes the pie and then he sticks his dick in it, that's like partnership.
Do you think women are open to weird fetishy things like that? Or like you know, that's quite out there. What would you reckon? What percentage of women are open to doing that, do you think?
I think all of them.
All of them?
No, that's...
Love prevails. If you're in love, you'll do whatever.
Yeah, but also, I think a lot of women do have this kind of deep-seated need in them to kind of bake pies for their male partners. And when you see that man, and when you see the man you love fuck that pie, I think that's like, you know, he's consummating your love and kind of affirming your gift-giving by fucking it, wouldn't you? I would say so.
I mean, that's a good way to look at it. It's a very wholesome way to look at it.
Mm.
So yeah, you're in the wholesome realm here.
And yeah, but you know, if she's getting, also another thing you could do, if she's getting upset that you're not coming, you could fake come. So what you could do is you could say that, you know, you had an accident recently and as a result you don't produce any cum when you come. It's just kind of like a, you know, you just sort of shoot blanks, you know, maybe you just sort of shoot puffs of air rather than cum. And so you could just say you've come, and she wouldn't know any.
But that's starting the relationship off with lies. And I don't think people should ever fake orgasms, because the other person will get an inflated sense of ego and they'll never be able to do it for real. And that goes for men more so. Like, if a woman is constantly faking orgasms, the man is like, yeah.
But don't you also think that maybe, I mean, look, women always fake, but women fake a lot of orgasms, right? So maybe instead of just, I feel like the onus to level the playing field, people are saying, you know, oh, women stop faking orgasms. But maybe we're putting too much onus on the women. Maybe men need to do their part and start faking their orgasms, and then it levels the playing field. So.
Maybe. I think nobody should be faking it, but hey, maybe that's the thing. Maybe you should campaign that.
I think men should start faking their orgasms more. Then I think then we will get sexual equality. Mm. Yeah. Yes. So, someone else, an ongoing issue that many men have. He has premature ejaculation issues? Now, premature ejaculation is a big issue. I would argue, you know, the UN talk about, you know, some of the issues that are most prevalent in the world, and they say, you know, poverty, you know, racism, genital mutilation, premature ejaculation. Those are some key issues. And so it's something I'm passionate about as well. You know, premature ejaculation is something that needs to be stopped. Having said that, I think I've mentioned this before, no one, you know what, I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind. I think you should be proud to be premature ejaculating. Why not? I feel like people put so much shame on men to be premature ejaculating, but I think when you do it, you're just showing that you're really into it. And what's wrong with that?
Is it like a compliment for the woman?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm fire.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if a guy premature ejaculates, it makes me think I've got a magic pussy or something.
There you go. But then are you missing out on certain levels of pleasure? You being the general you, the royal you.
No, because I can come pretty quick anyway. If I always think this, if I was a man, I would premature ejaculate all the time. I would be a 1 minute wonder.
A 2 pump chump.
Yeah, because I'm basically like that as a woman, but it's fine as a woman because I guess you can just keep going. Although, to be honest, I kind of can't really keep going. Like, I am a bit like, once I've done it, I'm done.
Well, which is worse? So people say there's either, okay, let's say three things that a man could do or have or whatever. Premature ejaculation, impotency, or even temporary impotency, just not be able to get it up, or the opposite of premature ejaculation and just like can't come and keeps going. Which is worse, or which would you prefer?
Definitely prefer premature ejaculation over can't come.
Interesting.
100%.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because you just feel like, oh, just gonna go on and on and on and on, you know, and it kind of like the excitement goes a bit, I think
I've heard that before. That makes
sense. Like I had a friend and she was like, the guy she was with, he would just like take forever or barely ever did, and it just kind of made sex just feel really a bit stale and a bit like
stale, like a week old apple pie.
Yes indeed. Don't come too quick, fellas at home, for hearing the word stale apple pie, because I know that men love that. And we love men and their apple pies. So yes, yeah, I think just be proud of the premature ejaculating. I mean, it's the only time of life where people are shamed for doing something too quick or arriving too early. Like no one at work is like, oh, you finished that task too quick.
Yeah, or if you turn up for work 15 minutes before you're supposed to, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Until you get promotions.
So why are men shamed for that? You know?
Good question. Sex workers and escorts must love that.
Oh, abso-bloody-lutely. When I do like video calls with my subscribers, and some might pay for 10 minutes and then they blow it all in like 1 minute.
Do you then chat to
them?
Pretty
great. Yeah, if they want to chat. Some don't want to stay, but if they want to chat, they can stay and chat.
Is that a thing? Like as soon as they come, they go?
Yeah, a lot of them. Sometimes I'm like, okay, don't want to.
But obviously,
ask me about my day.
But obviously the payment has been processed.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, imagine you're an escort and you're like, you get paid for like an overnight call, and you go and you've been paid for like the whole night, and he just like does it in 5 minutes and then sleeps the rest of the night.
But I think
that would be pretty great.
I feel like those overnight ones, they want companionship.
Yeah, so you probably have to cuddle
and chat. A lot of people want to talk about their wives and stuff, or their troubles in their marriage. That's a thing apparently, but which is fine, because technically speaking you're paying for an escort's time, and whatever happens, it doesn't matter what happens, the time they stay there is the time you're paying for, regardless of what happens. That's what they say.
But obviously it just makes it a bit easier if you're like just chilling rather than having to ride for hours on end.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah. And we support escorts on this podcast.
Sex work is real work.
Sex work is real work. Sometimes I do agree with that statement, but sometimes I wish it wasn't, because then I wouldn't have to pay tax. Like sometimes I wish that, you know, HMRC were like, it's not a real job.
But then you're a legit criminal, like a mob boss or drug dealer, no?
Or a landlord. Political.
Controversial.
But then, wait, do landlords pay?
There's some property tax or something. There's a weird grey area. There's a lot of nuance there that I don't know that I'm not gonna touch. But yeah.
Yeah, I feel...
So, go on.
I feel like I would be annoyed if landlords are paying less tax than me, because I feel like landlords are more socially acceptable than sex workers.
I think that's an accurate statement, but a lot of the population don't like the concept of the greedy landlord. But A lot of the population. Well,
a lot of them, but then a lot of them aspirationally become landlords.
No, true. Yeah. But that's the thing. People have aspirations to buy property just to be a landlord.
Yeah.
Where, you know, people need to buy property to live in.
People are always like, fuck landlords, and then they get a bit of money and then they like become a landlord.
Yeah, or they have one property and they somehow inherit another one and they're like, well, I'm going to be a landlord now.
Mm.
And like, if you're, yeah, I don't know. It's just, don't be greedy about it.
Mm.
Just, and then if the rent goes up, if rents go up in the country and you're just putting your rent up constantly and taking the piss, that's when you become a greedy landlord.
Yeah.
Like imagine you had a second home and you were quite comfortable, but you still needed a little bit of money from it, and you gave it to a family who need it for like 25% less than the going rate.
Mm.
You know, a whole family can live in your house for £1,000 instead of like £2,500 or whatever. That's landlords should do that and not be greedy landlords. But that's quite controversial to say as well, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, some would say, I guess you're still, even if you're doing it for a cheaper price, you're still creating a, contributing to the scarcity of like houses.
Well, that's where it gets political, and yeah, this is not a political podcast, last time I checked.
Well, I don't know. Fucking pies is a patriotic act, I guess, actually.
So landlords aren't accepted that much in society. Sex workers and OnlyFans girls and adult performers aren't accepted either. Do you have any experience of somebody recognizing you recently and maybe calling you out?
Well, so we recently filmed a sketch for my YouTube. You can go watch it now. About predator hunters, except the preds are women who have an insatiable thirst for DILFs.
Don't spoil it now. Just give them enough information if they want to go watch it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so we did just film a sketch that you can go watch on my YouTube, where we hunt some predators. But while we were out filming, like our last scene of the day, this guy sort of came up to us and was like, fuck you, get out of here, basically, because you do porn. Get out this park, get away from the kids. Which was pretty fucking crazy.
Just to clarify, we weren't filming the kids.
Yeah, we were not filming kids. We were nowhere near kids. We couldn't hear what we were saying. But I think it goes to show, you know, I am a controversial figure. A well-known controversial figure. You know, regularly, you know, everything, every time I post, you know, just a statement on my YouTube, it gets millions of views. And people, you know, are just trying to cancel me at every turn. Wouldn't you agree? It
seems to be the case. And now that you're in London, and, you know, you're very vocal about the fact that you've moved to London, you're in the capital now, you think you just blend in to 8 million people. But no, you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
You're a celebrity on the streets.
People are saying I'm sort of like the Lawrence Fox of podcasts.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that like absolutely mental man who's like,
that narrows it down.
He's like proper like crazy sort of right wing, like, and he ran for mayor of London, but he's part of that, like, he was an actor married to Billy Piper.
Wow. I didn't know that.
No,
there's a lot of things in British culture that I just tune out of, not being British, or I didn't come across it.
Fair enough. But yeah, no. Yeah, this guy, he was like, get out of here. I was like, you can't tell me to get out of here. This is my park. This is where I belong. I mean, I've been in running around parks long before anyone was running around in parks. So yeah.
You like to go for jogs wearing jeans, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do like going for jogs in jeans. But yeah, no, that was pretty crazy. That was the first time I've had someone just be like nasty about, like, just come up to me and just be mean.
I think that's a difference because, like, we were like a little film crew, and it wasn't just filming on a phone. It was a camera. It was a, you know, it was a little crew together, and people get weird when people are in parks filming. It's I don't know. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
And yeah.
The guy obviously clocked who you were, and went off on one.
But I mean, what a way to out yourself. You know, because a lot of people don't know that I even do porn. Like, lots of people follow me, and they're like, oh, I thought you just did sketches.
So, yeah, he outed himself as someone who...
So, he's someone who knows my pornographic content.
He's probably a subscriber, and he was frustrated that he couldn't come over and say hello.
Yeah.
So, instead, he did that.
Yes.
I know we joke, but that could be the case.
I like to think everyone who's ever mean to me is but just simply because... they want to sleep with me. That's the kind of approach I take in life.
Maybe.
Yeah, if anyone ever disagrees with me, it's because they fancy me.
I agree with you, Kat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Yep. Agree with me, or otherwise things will get weird. So, yeah.
But yeah, we found a compromise and we turned the camera and walked a little bit and finished the sketch.
Yeah, I mean, I smacked him in the face.
I looked away. I walked away with my camera. Something went down and then we filmed.
He was on the floor, unconscious.
Missed that part.
And I was, you know, standing tall. So you can fill in the gaps of what you think happened there.
And we finished filming the sketch and you can view it on... link below. Put the link.
Yeah, I'll put the link to the latest video in the description.
And there's a campaign website for the cause as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll find it you'll find it.
Yeah, and if you could please sign the petition, that'd be great. You know, cost me £12 to get that domain with that petition on. So if I could make my money back, please. Okay, so someone has asked, I'm a single dad and struggling to meet someone new. Been single 4 years. Now, I think just because you become a parent does not mean you can't meet new people. Like, surely that should open up new avenues to meet more people. Like, there must be some hot mums, like, at the school gate, you know, who are looking for a nice little dilf to, you know, get together with. Or, like, I mean, fucking hell, what's that film with Hugh Grant in about a boy? And he pretends that boy is his son to, like, meet other single mums.
I mean, I know that's an old film, but like any man using another person to manipulate women into dating him is toxic as fuck. But I guess there's a whole movie about it, and because he's posh, it's fine.
Yeah.
If that was like, if that movie was like Stevie Graham in the lead instead of Hugh Grant.
Yeah,
that would have been a different, or like Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
Danny Dyer in the lead.
But also, you know, you got to do what you've got to do. And he already has kids. So he doesn't have to adopt a kid to meet a MILF.
Yeah, I think that's legit. He's being legit. He's not being
Which is the only reason people adopt kids, isn't it? To meet MILFs. There must be taking your kids to karate, sign them up for karate lessons. It might be a sexy karate teacher, or just, I don't know. I feel like when you got, when you have if you go to a dog park and everyone has dogs, you end up chatting to all the other dog owners. I think that's the same with parents, right? You must end up chatting to loads of other parents at other things. And people, you know, so many parents are divorced and stuff. I think there should be more opportunities to meet people than if you were just a single man on your own with no kids. I actually think it'd be harder to meet women than with kids. That's what I think.
There's definitely a community out there of parents. Mm. And you meet at things that your kids are at, and then you meet other single parents. That's legit. Legit.
So I think make your kids get involved in more hobbies, and then you never know what you might find.
Again, just to be clear, you're not manipulating the kids and doing stuff for your game.
You're doing stuff for their benefit, but then something good might come out of it for you.
There you go. That might be... although you need to send him a link to the sketch, because he's literally...
If you're a DILF.
He's literally a DILF.
I know a support site that you can go to for other DILFs, where you can, it's kind of a peer support site.
So a challenge for the listeners is find that link that Kat's talking about and comment it below in this video. A little challenge for the listeners or viewers.
So I recently handed in my PhD amendments. It's a long old process. But basically, I'm just waiting to get a call back at any point that's going to be like, you're a doctor now, which is absolutely insane. The fact that someone's given me a doctorate.
You just get a job in a hospital right away then, yeah?
Yeah, a job in a hospital where I can lecture people on sociology. But I'm now going to be just doing content full time, I guess, now that's out the way. Because I'm part of that PhD to OnlyFans pipeline, because PhD is really kind of fucking useless, right?
That's a controversial statement. Say more about this, I'm really curious.
PhDs are useless unless you want to be in academia, basically. I would say if you want to be in research or academia, they're useful. Other than that, pointless. I only did mine because they paid me to do it and I didn't have a job at the time, so that's why I did it. But I did it. I'll let you all know when I graduate, because I will be changing my socials to Dr. Kat Baker. So
you might change the name of the show.
Yeah, the Dr. Kat Baker Show. And I'll be even more qualified to give advice to my lonely, horny followers. That is something. So, but now I'm going to be doing content full time. So hopefully we'll be getting more regular with like the podcast episodes, which is something, you know.
More sketches?
Yeah. So you can get food. Yeah.
I can eat and pay rent. Yeah, this works. This is a good deal. Sign up to the OnlyFans, please.
Yes. If you sign up to my OnlyFans, then Anthony's more likely to get food. And he's starving right now.
Yeah, I just want a nice hot meal.
He's been having to eat the stale apple pies that other men have fucked. Sad, 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 Anthony.
I got nothing.
But this has been the Kat Baker Show. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to check the links and everything else. And I will be seeing you in the next one. Bye.